Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Alicia Shanice Reviews. I am your host. It's your girl Shanice coming back at you with another podcast. We are on episode 307 and today's topic is BMF season 3 episode 6 titled Casualties of War. And the description reads, Meech plans to travel to St. Louis to link up with Jay Pusher. He hopes to build business in St. Louis and expand BMF. Terry returns to Detroit to welcome the new addition to the family. So y'all already know how we do. We about to get into it. We about to break it down. We about to dissect it scene by scene like we do over here on this platform. After that, I will play the trailer for episode 7. And I will play a sleeper in my Joe Budden style. Shout out to the pod, Father Joey. Really quick, if you need to get in touch with me, all of the links are in the description, but you can reach out to me Facebook, Instagram, or email. My Facebook is Alicia Shanice, email aliciashanicereviews13@gmail.com, and my Instagram is Alicia Shanice Reviews. You can hit me up, inbox, DM, or email me if you have any recap requests, with that being a TV show, a movie, or a docuseries, or if you have any businesses or brands or like music or just anything that you're working on that I could help support, promote, shout out, you know, anything to help, anything. And it's all free of charge. I love whom loves me and I just love to spread love back. So hit me up on any of those platforms. And if you listen to the podcast on Spotify, I would really appreciate if you could hit the follow button. It really helps me out on the back end. And while you're listening on Spotify, you can leave me a comment of what you thought about the episode or a message, or please follow my music playlist. I have made them all public. You just type in Shanice Loves, one playlist will populate. If you click on the picture profile, it takes you to the rest of them. And I have every genre because your girl got some long range music ears. Also, I'm giving away a few free books to people who are currently incarcerated. So if you know anyone who is currently in that situation and, you know, loves a good book read, email me directly. For this information, I will need the email. I will need for you to email me at aliciashanicereviews13@gmail.com. I'll need their inmate number, first and last name, and their facility address. And I will ship them a free book directly from Amazon. It will be totally free. It's on me. But I do want to, you know, help out. I try to, you know, do little things. So if anyone is currently incarcerated and, you know, they, you know, like to read, please let me know. And I'm sending like 10, about 10 more away. So just let me know. And I think that's all of my announcements. I have a podcast dropping Sunday evening. It should be out no later than 6 p.m. And that'll be Chapter 10 of The Tale of the Park Hill Crew, written by your very own host, Alicia Shanice. And you can cop that directly off of Amazon. The link is below. It's available in paperback form and ebook. It's downloaded instantly for ebook. Amazon, it will be shipped directly to you within a few days. So support, support, support. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend and share, share, share. And I have ran my mouth long enough. Let's go ahead and get into the show and talk BMF. One mic. All I need is one mic. Hey y'all, it's your girl Shanice, and I'm just coming in to check in with y'all to remind y'all to protect y'all energy. As I always say, life is at, you know, we have very different stresses at an all-time high. Why not go ahead and take you guys a nice vacation at a reasonable price with a trusted travel agent, you know? And that could be a solo trip, a trip with your boo thang, a family trip, a girl's trip, a guy's trip, whatever. Just let me let y'all know this right now. Visit T Booked It. T-B-B-O-O-K-E-D-I-T
follow them on Instagram, or you can send them an email at tbbookedit@gmail.com. The world is a beautiful place. Let them go ahead and help you discover it. Go ahead and release those stress vibes and go ahead and enjoy your vacation. At TB Booked It, they got all the reasonable deals. And just let them know your girl Shanice, she sent you there.
And she's the one. Her name is Shanice, and she's the one.
Y'all, let's get into the show. This was a solid one. As always, it opens up. The story you're about to see is loosely based on truth. Some of the names, characters, businesses, and events have been fictionalized for dramatic purposes. But a lot of this shit may have actually happened. And then we get a saying from Terry Southwest, T. Flannery, and we see a young man's picture. And I'm wondering, was this one of the young men that might have met his demise at a very young age from gun violence, from the war on drugs, when, you know, everything was going on? And it says, despite what everyone believed, there was enough money to go around. And if everyone worked together, instead of being crabs in a bucket, there'd be less bodies. Southwest T. Very, very, very true. Very, very true. So it opens up with that. And when the show first starts, it opens with funerals. Plural, by the way. Multiple funerals. We're seeing Milton, his funeral, Kevin, and Diesel. And Diesel's funeral is right across at the same cemetery in Detroit. Now, it shows Meech offer his condolences to Remy. But before the show even started and it showed it, it was awkward and a bit distasteful. And Remy wasn't feeling, you know, he wasn't feeling that condolences. And he told his homeboy, Claude, you know, it's on site. And it didn't look like Claude, you know, felt the same way. Now, in Detroit, Bryant, he sees Diesel's funeral and goes over there with, you know, Jean right by his side. And he goes off. He pushes Terry down in a dead grave. And I ain't gonna lie, the funeral scenes was very sad. And, you know, it opened up emotional. But that shit was funny. That shit was funny when Terry went tumbling down in that damn grave. And Bryant kicked some more dirt on him. I laughed. I ain't gonna lie. War on Drugs was a motherfucker. So after that, we get the opening and then the show officially starts. And it starts off where we get a salute to Luz and Rip. And Meech tells the crew that he's having a homegoing dinner at his crib later that night. Then he tells his boy Duffy about visiting Milton's funeral and basically plant seeds to get Claude on their side so they can cast Remy out and align with Techwood. Now back in Detroit, Terry calls Meech and tells him, you know, how out of control everything is. And Meech advises him to, you know, spread the wealth, keep the peace. And we see LaWanda having contractions. And I must say, it's finally nice to see Miss LaWanda in a decent home since he got his MILF living in the burbs. Now, speaking of the burbs in Decatur, where it's greater, Miss Watson, she comes over there and gets to fucking with Meech about, you know, the HOA policy. And, you know, he tells her to worry about all of the deacons she got sneaking in her house while her husband is at work. And she is appalled by how he would talk to her and tells him to just clean his lawn. And he tells her to basically wash her sheets. And she couldn't say shit, but all I could think about was this song right here. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. All's well that ends well. All's well that ends outside, watering the lawn and shit. Birds chirping, dogs barking. It's beautiful. That might be your look. This is my hood. This is my hood. The red dogs are tripping and these niggas still snitching. The old lady across the street still bitching. 3 in the morning, take your old ass to sleep. Third time she don't call the police this week. Go home, Miss Watson. So anyway, we go back to Detroit. And Mama Lucille, she is all smiles. She thinking about the good doctor. While, you know, Papa Charles, he come in the kitchen trying to get his little feel on. While Nicole is blocking on the phone talking about wrong number, knowing damn well that was Doc on the phone. Now, Mama Lucille reminds Charles and Nicole that they're not getting back together. They only, you know, roommates who have bedroom booty calls. And she can still date other men. But if she catch Charles holding hands with anybody, the bat is coming back. And I tell y'all what, I'm just going to be honest. Us women, we are a trip. We are a trip. We don't be wanting the men in the past with nobody else until we are good and locked in our new relationship and its security and they can move on. But while we just, you know, having fun and dealing and dialing, we don't want them even looking at nobody else. We still selfish. And you know, that's just how women is. But in Charles' defense, Mama Lucille hadn't gave him none in about 3 to 4 weeks. Now, you know, like Miss Betty Rice saying, I respect my elders. Don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man. And Papa Charles hadn't had none. That's why he went next door. So, ladies, when you have an attitude and when you're a little mad, still give your man some or he will be next door in Miss Mabel's house. Anyway, so we get that drama with them two. And we go into the next scene. And Terry steps to Henrietta, man to man. And before we even talk about this scene, I need for y'all to do me a favor. I need for y'all to grab y'all phones out and get the Google in or Safari in, whatever kind of phone you got. And I need for you to look up something for me. Google Mortal Kombat and look up the character Goro and look at the picture. And that is who Henrietta reminds me of. That is Goro, and that will be her name moving forward. So we see Terry. He attempts to try to call a peace, you know, and you know, he tries to handle the matter amicably. And Goro grabs her sword and declares that she's a dragon and the battle is just beginning. So he tried. He tried to take Meech up on his advice. He tried to handle it the right way, but Goro wasn't having it. So we go into the next scene. And Claude attempts to talk to Remy about calling a truce with Meech. And Remy ain't having it. Remy ain't having it. He doesn't want to be under Meech. And to be fair, I know this is BMF and we all love Big Meech. But as in the show, to be fair, and I said this when we recapped Force with Jannard and Tommy. Don't nobody who run their city want to bow down to a newcomer who coming over there basically to take over the game. Don't nobody want to do that. So I kind of understand, you know, peace is cool when war does cost and, you know, nobody wants bodies, but don't nobody want to step down to another nigga, especially an out of town nigga, and it's my city. So I can understand Remy for not wanting to, you know, call peace with Meech. You know, yeah, he was wrong for killing, what was that man's name again? Oh boy, the one who got killed last season. I mean, I can understand Ty Washington. We can understand everybody being mad about Ty Washington, but this is still Remy City. So, of course, if you win a game, you're going to protect your territory. And, you know, it just is what it is. I don't think Remy is just that bad yet. You know, they haven't showed me he's just a big bad villain. What I see right now is a nigga who win the game, and that's the city. So we go back to Detroit, and at the precinct, Jen offers her condolences to Brian, and Brian ends up telling her that Goro is actually a she, and then he gets fired. But we all know he'll be back on the force. Brian is okay. I'm not worried about nothing that happens to Brian. Of course, you know, after we lost Kevin, that hurt, broke my damn heart. But as far as Brian and, you know, his life and losing him in the show, he'll be fine. Because when season 3 opened up, we seen that, you know, he arrested Terry. So we know that Brian will be fine. Now, Jen ends up confessing everything to the captain and still gets suspended. And, you know, she's hurt. So we see later on in the episode that she talks to her father about losing Anderson and, you know, how she felt empty since she lost her own sister and they were building such a sisterhood and she was becoming like a sister to her. And I felt bad for Detective Jen because, you know, Detective Jen, she all right. Now, over at Markeisha's Terry Bought Mini Mansion, Terry has a wet dream that turns deadly with his milk and he wakes up screaming to her bitching about him being out of town. But she does give him some game and some good advice about how to handle Goro. She like, Goro is just somebody with some daddy issues. You need to go over her head and go talk to her dad, Blaze, and go over her head, you know. So he takes heed to that information and advice and goes to do just that. Now, Brian, he goes to fuck Goro up. And she didn't already call dad to the rescue. Now, I ain't gonna lie, Brian was on a roll. He was on a roll at first, knocking all them niggas out. And Blaze caught him from the back. No diddy. And they roughed him up. And like I said, I'm not worried about Brian because they already showed us that he'll be back on the force and on the hunt for BMF for 20 years. And he will finally arrest Terry. So we know we're going to see him in 2005. It's the early 90s. He is fine. He'll be fine. He just got roughed up a bit. But Goro and Blaze, they better watch out. Now back in the A, they rolling through the city, feeling good, feeling fly. And Meech and Tina see Duffy get pulled over and the Red Dogs take him in after they rough him up a bit. Now this is after they leave the dinner from taking you know, they was talking shop and talking about how they about the, you know, boss up their organization in the A, and basically, you know, just kicking it, saying their, you know, peace and salutes to Rip and saying their generic grace. And I was like, Meech, you really gonna say your grace like that, bruh? Like, you weren't raised up going to church, but okay. So we go into the next scene after we see Meech skirt off when they send the dog his way. So him and Tina, they got the hell on out. Now back at the Flannery home, Mama Lucille tries to force birth control down Nicole's throat so she don't end up stuck like her. And Nicole like, lady, I'm not having sex. You take these. You the one who need them. So, you know, they have their little mother and daughter moment. And then we see Terry steps to Blaze, aka Braxton A. Harvard, and he steps to him man to man about a peace broker and a business proposition and gets a better response. And, you know, he says that he'll look into it, see what he can do and get back to him. Now, Meech is stressing out about Duffy not being released, especially as a few other people in his crew missing. They ain't seen Greeny. They don't really know what the hell is going on. And he is just stressing out. So Angel, she goes on a seducing for information mission and succeeds. And we learn that Greeny is snitching and Miss Watson is still bitching. And she coming over there knocking on the door with HOA rules that Meech has to set on fire. So we go into the next scene, and Terry takes Meech's advice and takes care of his peoples and gifts them with piston jackets and piston tickets. And they didn't even know the piston, you know, the seats went up that high. So they are very excited. And he's taking care of his crew. He handling it like Meech handled his, because Meech always take care of his crew. And, you know, Terry, he got to grow up, you know, now he is the boss. You know, he got to take care of his people. So it is nice to see him finally, you know, taking advice from his big brother, because his brother is respected and more loved than he is. Because, you know, he always got a chip on his shoulder. But he's the baby brother, so that's to be expected. Now, in the next scene, we see Meech. Meech meets up with Claude at the diner about joining forces. But they didn't really meet like that. Claude kind of, you know, snuck up on him. It was respectful, but, you know, Meech was getting something to eat at the diner, and, you know, they talk about how, you know, pretty soon it will be Techwood with BMF without Remy, and Claude tells him, you know, if he do this and get everybody to turn against Remy, that he gonna have to show love for ATL and not, you know, greed, or he ain't gonna be accepted. And we know that's his reputation. He did take care of ATL. So we know that eventually he will do that. So we get into the next scene, and Blaze attempts to do a peace broker and talk some sense into Goro, and she ain't heard nothing he said. You know, she is claiming that she's evolved like a dragon, and all I could think is I hate her. And I'm just like, you know what, next scene. But did this nigga really say I raised you to be the prettiest? What? Next scene. Lucille gets all dialed up and pretty, and, you know, she decides to go to dinner with Doc. And Charles walks in the house, and she keeps it real with him. But I have to say, you know, Charles been getting booty calls and feeling good. He took it like a man. He took it like a man. You could tell he was hurt, but he took it like a man. I said, Charles about to go write another goddamn song. It's going to be the remix to... Charles gonna grab that goddamn guitar and he gonna get the Sega hoodie. So we get into the next scene, and Angel succeeds with the seduction dance and gets the information to take back to Meech about Greeny and how the Red Dog's out there and how they, you know what I'm saying, they looking for Meech. And at the same time, Duffy shows up with his ass, you know, he done got his ass beat by the Red Dogs, and tell him about the Red Dogs on a hunt for him, and Angel tells him about Greeny snitching ass, blaming Meech for the Big Mike murder. Remember that Goldie, she took him out before she dipped down, played by Monique, and I want to see her again in season four at least, because Monique, that's my girl. So, you know, Meech calls a meeting and tells everybody he going, you know, he going dark for a minute. He going to St. Louis and get the pipeline rolling down there. I'm going to see how that go, because I know Terry is mainly in St. Louis, but we'll see how that play out in the show. And Angel shows her true colors. She shows her true colors, and I wasn't mad at her, and I wasn't surprised. Because remember when she came to his house, and he gave her that, you know your woman's worth speech. And she gave him that, I ain't never had nobody. And you know, you the first guy. What I say? I said he gave the same speech niggas give. And she gave the same speech females like her give. And it always end up being the same outcome. So, you know, I'm going to be a hoe and I'm going to be a nigga. It just is what it is. It's how the game goes. So I wasn't surprised. I said, Angel doing what she doing and Meech doing what he doing. We knew all that shit they was talking with them lovely speeches about how he need to, you know, show her her worth and she appreciate him because she ain't never had shit. It always in the same. It always in the same. Men pick better women. But anyway, Markeisha attempts to get Terry to take her on a romantic vacation. But he tells her, you know, like, that's cool and all, you know what I'm saying, that sounds fun, but it's not the time right now because LaWanda about to pop. So she start pouting and, you know, doing all the little bullshit she do. And I'm like, Terry, it's about goddamn time you think about your real family and your baby mama who about to have another baby. And you tell her she needs to go on pause for a minute. You done already bought her a mini mansion that you can't even stay the night at. So, nigga, yeah, tell her vacation time is not now. Let her pout. She'll be fine. So we go into the next scene. And Lucille and Doc, they go on some type of romantic Christian dinner date. And it's all lit up, you know, beautiful in there. But they're playing gospel music while she cheating. And, you know, they go on a little dance reminiscing about the prom 50 years ago. And it gets interrupted with him getting an emergency page about LaWanda. And Terry takes Markeisha ungrateful, overdressed ass to the diner. Why is she putting his phone on silent so he can't get none of his calls? But luckily, LaWanda had Nicole call the diner and speak to the cook. And the cook told him that, you know, baby mama in labor and he go running out there. And all Markeisha overdressed selfish ass can say is, how am I gonna get home? Take the bus, bitch. Anyway, we go into the next scene. By this time, LaWanda, she having a baby on the floor. We got Mama Lucille consoling her, Nikki looking like she in a panic, and Charles walks in his house to find Maurice delivering his grandchild. And the look on Papa Charles' face said it all for me. Said it all for me. He about to put that guitar up and become a gangster rapper in a minute. But Terry shows up and Miss LaWanda, she was in some pain. She was in some pain. But that did not stop her from cussing his ass out. She was like, back the fuck up. Doc like, calm down, son. Calm down, son. Charles like, that ain't your son. So the cheaters, they go on the porch. Nicole runs upstairs. She like, fuck all that. LaWanda going through this. Look at my mama. She gets to throwing them damn birth controls down her throat. Like, not me. And Lucille and Doc, they sit there and look each other in the eyes and look at their grandchild. So we go into the next scene. And this is the very last scene. Now, for the life of me, I couldn't understand this unrealistic scene. But we see Goro. Goro decides she's full dragon now and she sees Diesel. And this fool actually just stands there like, Henry, is that you? Henry, you about to kill me? You want me to stand right here while you shoot me? Or right here? You want me to come closer? I mean, this damn fool just stood there like a fucking idiot while Goro the dragon then set his ass on fire. And, you know, I'm just, and then she licked the guy. You know what? when is she going to die off the show? I mean, and you know, we support Black actors. We don't want them to lose their job. But like, you know, her villain time, it's up. We need to bring Lamar back with his crackhead ass. Bring him back with him singing his, you know, Let It Rain, and get her out of here. We need a new villain because she is not doing it for me. She is cringy and just annoying. But it was a solid episode. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I forgot to look and see who wrote this one, but it was solid. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the comedy relief from Ms. Watson, the nosy neighbor. I enjoyed Angel showing her true colors of what I expected her to be in the first place. And I liked it. Everything except Goro. This episode was solid. It was solid. I enjoyed it. We got four more to go. 7, 8, 9. Yeah, got four more to go, and then that concludes season 3. But they've already been picked up for season 4, so we know it'll be a season 4. But season 4, I am hoping to see Monique's character back as Goldie, and I would enjoy seeing them introduce Lil Meech's mother when Meech met her, because Meech was with his baby mama for years. So yeah, I just can't wait to see more of that. We know Markeisha isn't going anywhere because her and Terry was together for years. And then remember when season 3 opened up, it showed him gazing over her picture. So this nigga had been whipped for like 30 years. Okay. So I'm about to play the trailer for next week's episode. Please don't go anywhere. And shout out to 50 Cent, because y'all know I have made myself an honorary Green Light Gang member. So make sure y'all read the book, Selfless Plug, Tell It to Park Hill Crew, and share, share, share. And if you share, tag 50 Cent, because I am going to work with him one day. I'm claiming it. I want to share my writing and scripts with 50 Cent and be an official member of the Green Light Gang. But don't go anywhere. I'm about to play the trailer. Let's talk about that. And then I have a sleeper for you guys.
You want to be a daddy? Stay up all night and take care of that baby instead of wandering in and out at your leisure because that ugly bitch over there.
Been you and me, and it always will be.
I will decide who I spend my life with.
You might not make it, Ice.
Why is this bad for business?
All right, so the next episode is called Get 'em Home, and it looks like Meech is, going to be in St. Louis, and we see Sweetie is going to be on the next show, so we'll see how that goes. And it's going to be all about St. Louis. We see a shootout going on. It looks like that's going to be in St. Louis as well. We see Papa Charles and Mama Lucille still having marital issues. Papa Charles, go next door. I wouldn't even be mad at you at this point, sir. And then Terry still having baby mama and MILF drama. So LaWanda, go ahead and heal, honey, and move the fuck on, because Terry ain't finna leave Markeisha ass alone, and move on, baby. It's gonna hurt for a minute, but we done all been there. But anyway, we got four more episodes. So as long as they calm down Goro and we get rid of her by the season finale, I'll be satisfied. You know, the season started off a little, but it did pick up. Last week was solid. This week was solid. So we're going to see what the next four episodes do. And I have a sleeper for you guys in my Joe Budden style. Shout out to the Pie Father, Joey. And shout out to 50 Cent. All right. I want to do old school 90s Trick Daddy. Y'all, do y'all remember this?
So what's a nigga supposed to do? See all my dogs getting G's, rolling D's. They got them tags 17, rip them overseas. They show me shit I never seen.
to fulfill all my dreams. The time they give me cream, now I'm on that team. I'm realizing something missing. I'm on the mission, more than making up to these conditions. Switches, rubber tubs, and gold dishes. The baddest bitches, AKs for my protection. Got all my riches. I want the latest trend, the newest bed, the rudest spread. The fly plant won't be no thing, nigga. Mosquito for all my hoes, from all the roads. Valley parked around like this, I see the whole show. They got some trick again. I was the fuck they friends. Suck that pussy in, fuck her, beat that pussy in. She suck the fucking beat, I'm gonna fuck my whole crew. And I'm thinking like, yo, no, what the bitch is going to do? Sucking fucking you. You sucking for my whole crew. So what's a nigga supposed to do? Silly bitch is fucking me. Sucking fucking you. You sucking for my whole crew. So what's a nigga supposed to do? When these niggas gon' learn how hoes real work. Work your silly jerk, then got your feelings hurt. But now what's worth all that agony? Agony, you mad at me about your food. So what you fucking mean? Sucking trick, licking you and doing my moves. So what you gon' do about it? I'm fucking bust your band, nigga, I got it. Ain't hard to fade, babe. Get your shit split real quick, nigga, you bitch made. Them fellas love scared of the truth, truth. If you only knew, she's doing the doing like the school. Now see, she's the type of girl you not go. And when you get it, I be the type of guy she like, I vote. Spread them legs, then give me head. Show me all the key things she do, do. R.I.P. She's going it back, say about you. Now when I'm through, pass through my crew, she like when two or three or four go. A little game bang, a little class home. She's sucking fucking me. I really thought you knew. No, she wanted to fuck my crew. Now what you want to do? Sucking fucking you. Sucking fuck my whole crew. So what's a nigga supposed to do? Silly bitch is fucking me. Sucking fucking you. You sucking fuck my whole crew. So what's a nigga supposed to do? See, all my niggas got another nigga. And all my niggas got another bitch. But why these niggas love to just to get these bitches rich? I buy shit, have a time, yeah, I lie shit. Every hoe that I'm just in time for you to find shit. Your bitch is deep in me, your bitch, my bitch, I'm deep in you. And you be out for this, what the fuck we be? These bitches true. These bitches hard at first, but then they fall weak. Don't you know they call me the freaky freaks of all freaks? I break these bitches down, I make these hoes change. I sell these hoes game, fuck with these bitches' brain. Have more than lead in me, came out and move in. Juice them niggas in the place, be the brain. She's one of the baddest bitches, and them hoes, she's off the chain. See, she's hard to tame, and ain't no change. Nigga, don't wreck your brain on no game. Who pull the train, train and run the game. See, I know these hoes and what they for. Nigga, it's all the same, from these slimy sluts. Slut. And man, they must, they suck your fuck. Fuck with buggin' to around and set you up and shit. She sucking fucking me. Don't give a fuck about you. She want to fuck my crew. Now I'm willing to fucking me. Sucking fucking you. Sucking fuck my whole crew. So what's a nigga supposed to do? Silly bitches fucking me. Sucking fucking you. She sucking fuck my whole crew. So what's a nigga supposed to do? Me. You.
All right, y'all. That was that Trick Daddy sucking. All right, y'all. So we into the weekend. If y'all get out, please be safe, but have fun. You know, enjoy your life, of course, but just be safe and protect your energy. Stay away from anybody who is an enemy to your energy. Life is too short, okay? Life is too short. Stay away from anybody who is an enemy to your energy. Try to stay with positive vibes. You know, positive vibes. Know the sky is the limit. You can do anything that you put your mind to. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. I don't care, you know, if it feel like, you know, you against all odds. If you really, you know, believe in yourself, you know, believe in God, pray about it. You avoid distractions, stay focused, get some, you know, discipline, decide what you want to do, put focus and discipline into it. I promise you the stars will align and, you know, the puzzles will all come together. So stay focused, get your dribble right, try to eat, you know, right, exercise, even if you don't like exercising, go for a nice walk, you know, try to protect your mental health and, you know, avoid anybody who just doesn't mean any good for you. I promise you, life will be so much better. Not every day, of course, because, you know, life gone life. But at the end of the day, you got to just keep pushing because the sky is the limit. So I love you guys. Thank you for your support. It means the world to me. Make sure you tap into the book. It's released every Sunday. Make sure you cop a copy off of Amazon. Support, support, support. Share, share, share. I really need for y'all to listen to the audiobook. I'm telling y'all, I'm going somewhere with it. It's just the beginning. We got music with it. I'm just so happy to share it with you guys. That's why I wanted to put it on the podcast and not make a traditional audiobook. I want to share everything with you guys. So please tap in and, you know, leave comments. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know who your favorite characters is, who you don't like, and, you know, communicate with me on that as well. But just thank you. And if you get out, like I said, be safe. I'm sending high vibrations your way and positive energy and love and light. So on that note, I'll be back on Sunday for the book reading of chapter 10. Battles of the Game is the chapter. And it's your girl, Shanice. And I'm out.
Hope you enjoyed the show with your girl, Shanice. We'll be right back.